Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning parak Vav Mishnah Beis and parak Vav Mishnah Gimel. Parak Vav Mishnah Beis is going to be continuing our discussion of an aris of a vineyard, where the vines of the vineyard are specifically trained to grow around a tree, around a fence and gate, and so on and so forth. As we continue to learn the halachos of an aris, when it comes to kilayim, says the Mishnah, aris shehu yotze min hamajrega, you have an aris, you have this trained vineyard that is going out and growing from a second floor, from a second story of a building over a field. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, im omid ba'aretz uvotzer es kulo, if a person who's harvesting the grapevines is able to stand on the field under the second story, he's able to reach up ubotzer es kulo, and by standing there, he's able to harvest the entire grapevine, the entire aris, harize oser arba amos basada. It prohibits you from planting in this field that's under the aris four amos in all different directions. Like we said, a kerem and an aris, the halacha is that you can't plant another type of crop within four amos of it. The question here, though, is what if it's above? What if it's a second floor, a second story? So certainly you're never allowed to plant under it. That's never allowed. But the question is, does the four amos of space, of working space that you need to create, apply when the aris, when the grapevines are above the field itself? So says the Mishnah, if the person can easily reach up and harvest it while standing on the field, it's really not that high up, then the halacha of creating a four amma space applies, and you would have to create four amma space before planting anything else. Ve'im lav, says the Mishnah. But if he's not able to stand from the ground and harvest it, it's too high up for him, it's too high, it's too tall for him to do that, then eino oser ela kenegdo, then the only part that's oser to plant is under the area itself, under the aris, then there you wouldn't be able to plant anything else, but four amos beyond that, you certainly would be allowed to plant there. Now, as our Mishnah continues, we're sort of pivoting back for a moment. We're not specifically talking about an aris, but simply going back to discuss regular vineyards, a regular kerem. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Af hanotea achas ba'aretz v'yachas b'majrega. So just like we said earlier in Parak Dalet, Mishnah Hey, we follow Beis Hillel when it comes to a kerem, namely, that you need two rows of vines, one row having two vineyards, two vines, and one row having three with a little bit of a tail, again, like we discussed numerous times until now. So the question is, you have these two rows. The Mishnah is going to discuss now, can we combine those two rows if one of them is on a higher level than the other, if one of them is a story above the other? So Rabbi Lezer says that even if we plant one row on the ground and one row on a second story on a second level, if this second floor, if the second level is 10 tvachim or more off of the ground, then you cannot and do not combine these two rows for the purposes of a kerem, and then you only got to wait 6 tvachim. You only have to create a workspace of 6 tvachim because these two rows are not combined, and therefore they would not have the status of a kerem. The imlav, says the Mishnah, but if the second story is not 10 tvachim above the ground, then harezu mitztarefes ima, then they would combine, they would have the status of a kerem, and therefore you would have to wait 4 amos before planting anything else in the vicinity. Now we're going to continue with Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah tells us, hamadle es hagefen al miktsas apifyaros. So if you train, we're going back to the case of an aris, if you train the grapevine to grow around like this, the canopy, so a lot of times if you think about even how some people make their sukkah, they have like these wood canopies that they ultimately put tzchach on, but they're basically with wood pieces, wood panels that are holding the canopy together. They're on top of the canopy. So let's say that a person trains and gets the grapevine to grow around these, around some of the canopy. Says the Mishnah, Lo yavi zera el tachas hamosar. Says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to plant any zera, any seeds of any other crops, even under the mosar, even under the part of the canopy that's not under the vine. Certainly, under the vines itself, whatever part of the canopy is covered in vine, certainly everyone agrees that you wouldn't be allowed to plant anything under that area. But the question is, what about the part of the canopy where there's no vine growing? Says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to bring any seeds, plant anything else, even under the part of the canopy that isn't covered in a vine, as the Bar Tanura explains. The reason is because the vine is the most important part, it's the most valuable part. The canopy itself is secondary, is tafel, is not as critical, and because the main thing that a person's focused on is the vine, therefore the entire area becomes prohibited from planting anything else, even the part of the canopy that doesn't have a vine on itself. However, says the Mishnah, imhevi, if a person brings seeds and plants them under the part of the canopy that is not corresponding to, that is not directly under the vine, lo kidesh, it's not usur. You could still eat those. You could still eat those plants. You don't have to burn them. You don't have to get rid of them. You don't have to discard them. Again, assuming that it's not under the grapevines themselves. Continues the Mishnah, the imhilech hechadash. Usur. But let's say the vines keep growing and the newer part of the vines do end up going over that part. Before it was just under the canopy, and now all of a sudden the grapevine grew and now it's under the grapevine as well. So says the Mishnah, usur, that those plants, those new crops that you put there, even though at first it was just under the canopy and not the grapevines, but once the grapevine grew there, then those crops become completely and totally forbidden because they are kilayim. Finishes off the Mishnah, v'chein hamadle al miktas ilan sirak, and the same is true, says the Mishnah, when it comes to vines that are trained around a barren tree, again, a tree that does not bear fruits, around a tree that does not produce anything. So even though it's a tree, and when we're training the vine to go around the tree, because there are no fruits on the tree, we assume that the tree is secondary, is not as critical to the vines themselves. The vines are the more important element or the more important part, and therefore the halacha would be, generally speaking, if you should not plant other types of crops under a tree, even if the vines are not directly over it. But if you do, they're not usur, unless, like we said, v'imhilecha chadash, if the vines continue to go over that part that where you planted the crops, then they would be prohibited as well. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, discuss the case of the aris, when you have one part of the aris you have the aris on a second floor. So the halacha was that if the person can stand on the ground and harvest the grapevines from the ground, then it prohibits you planting anything else from four amos beyond that. But if not, if a person can't reach up and harvest it, then the only part that's usher to plant is under the grapevine itself, but four amos beyond that, you would be allowed to plant. And then we discussed the question of whether or not we can combine, for the purposes of a keren, two rows. One row is on a second floor, one row is on the field itself. So we said that if the second floor is 10 tefachim or higher, then it's separate. It cannot be combined with the row that is down there. That would be considered to be two separate rows, as opposed to two rows that would create a Karem. And then we continued with Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel, which taught us that if you have a vine that you're training, different vines, an aris, presumably, that you are training around some sort of a canopy. So certainly any part under the canopy, under the vines rather, you cannot plant anything else. But the question is, what about the extra part of the canopy that's not covered in vines? So we said that really you shouldn't plant there as well. But if you do, those plants that you planted, the vegetables that you plant there are not usur. However, if the vines continue to grow, to ultimately go over and cover and hang over that area where you planted, then that would be kilayim, and those plants that you planted, those crops that you planted, would be prohibited, and the same halacha would apply when it comes to an ilan sarak, to a regular barren tree that does not bear fruits. Have a great day.